Switch and Gympie, who are still recovering from last year's floods, will have access to 3 new small business well-being coaches. These coaches will join the 6 others appointed in 2022 and will help the business navigate financial support programs, which ultimately aim to reduce business-related stress and improve overall mental health and well-being. The new coaches will be supported by the Albanese and Palaszczuk governments through the Commonwealth State Disaster Recovery Funding arrangements as part of the 14.5 million Small Business Recovery and Resilience Package rolled out last year.
In other local news, new research has revealed that Australians are more likely to spend money on a holiday with friends and family than eating out or going to the movies. Amongst the cost of living crisis, Australians were found to sacrifice expensive clothing, cars and house renovations before a holiday. It is estimated that Australians spend 15 plus hours a week cleaning, doing laundry, cooking and meal planning, and as such, 84% of Australians are ready to get up and enjoy a holiday.
In national news, the National Honeybee Genetic Improvement Program has been extended for at least another year. The extension will allow the program to launch a series of planned initiatives which are predicted to have an impact on the quality of Australia's honeybee stocks. According to AgriFutures Australia, the success of the program is said to transcend the honeybee industry. A 2010 report, Pollination Aware, The Real Value of Pollination in Australia, revealed that around 65% of agriculture production in Australia depends on pollination from honeybees.
And in more national news, legalised cannabis MPs are launching a coordinated push to make marijuana legal for personal use in 3 states and overhaul what the party says is outdated legislation that unnecessarily criminalises people. The party's drug reform bill will be introduced on Tuesday in state parliaments in Victoria, New South Wales and Western Australia. These are the jurisdictions where the party is represented in the state's upper houses. Legalised Cannabis New South Wales MP Jeremy Buckingham said the party wanted consistency on cannabis across Australia to ensure there was a national debate about responsible use of the drug.
And in international news, a Christian high school teacher has lost his job after refusing to use the preferred pronouns of a transgender student in the class. The decision to cancel the teacher's registration was publicly released after a trial under the country's disciplinary tribunal. The teacher refused to use the 14-year-old student's preferred male name, also meeting with the student following the incident and warning the student that being transgender is against Christian beliefs and will lead him down a path of sin. During the tribunal, the teacher also condemned abortion and homosexuality and said that anyone attempting to transition needs help and deliverance.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It's currently 16 degrees outside with an expected maximum of 21. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zz.org.au to read more.
Now you might not... Well done. Thank you for bringing us up to date. And topical news, like for when we've got transmission and then into workers' power, about that grub that was misgendering the young student. Now, you might have heard... I heard that. Thank you for bringing that story to my attention, because we've got this award on workers' power. It's at the end of the show. It's called the Scallywag of the Week.
Mm.
Now, when we go off air, I want to get that person's name, because they are in the running for Scallywag of the Week. That's just terrible, isn't it?
Yeah,
it is. You know, so disrespectful. Oh, believe in me and my sky fairy says that's bad. No. Thank you for bringing that. Sorry to... You know, like highlight the topic, but
it's important.
Yeah, it is, especially you know, we've got our comrades from Transmission there, you know, doing wonderful things, and then we've got bigots still in the world. So it's good to talk about it. Thank you for bringing that, and we'll see you again at 11 a.m.
Yes,
see you then.
We'll see you then here on Workers Power on 4ZZZ. We'll go to a track.
Oi you, this next one has some proper coarse language. Real rough stuff in it. Switch it off if it ain't for you.